O guide, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Excelsam Pauli gloriam, concelebret ecclesia, quem ir sibi apostolum, ex hoste fecit Dominum. Quibus census estibus in Christi nomen sevit, exarsit his impensius amorem Christi predicans. O manum Pauli meritum, celum conscendi tertium, audit verba mysterii, quae nullus audet loqui. Dum verbi spargit semina, sece surgit uberima, sic celi replentor eum bonorum fruges operum. Mi cantis more lampadis perfundit orbem radis, fugat errorum tenebras, ut sola regnet veritas. Christos sit omnis gloria, cum Patre et Homo Spiritu, quidedit vastam fulgidum electionis gensibus. Amen. Willingly I glory in my infirmity, that the healing power of Christ may dwell in me. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Willingly I glory in my infirmities, that the healing power of Christ may dwell in me. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but it was God who gave the increase. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said what marvels the Lord worked for them, what marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but it was God who gave the increase. For me life is Christ and death is gain. God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. For me life is Christ and death is gain. God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am the least of the apostles. In fact, because I persecuted the church of God, I do not even deserve the name. But by God's favor, I am what I am. This favor of His to me has not proved fruitless. Indeed, I have worked harder than all the others, not on my own, but through the favor of God. I will sing your praise, O Lord, with all my heart.
I will sing your praise, O Lord, with all my heart.
I will glorify your name among the nations,
with all my heart.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
I will sing your praise, O Lord, with all my heart.
Holy Apostle Paul, preacher of truth and teacher of the Gentiles, intercede for us with God who chose you. Magnificat anima mea Dominum. Et exaltavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius. Et misericordiae eius progenie et progenies timentibus eum fecit potentiam in brachio suo dispersit superbos mente cordis sui. Deposuit potentes de sede et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanis. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Holy Apostle Paul, preacher of truth and teacher of the Gentiles, intercede for us with God who chose you.
My brothers, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for His holy people and say,
be mindful of your church, O Lord.
Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead. We ask you to make us His witnesses to the farthest corners of the world.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord.
You sent your Son to preach the good news to the poor. Help us to preach this gospel to every creature.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord.
You sent your Son to sow the seed of unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord.
You sent your Son to reconcile all men to you through His blood. Help us all to work toward achieving this reconciliation.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord.
Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven. Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy.
Be mindful of your church, O Lord.
Precepti salutaribus maniti, et divine institutione formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who taught the whole world through the preaching of the blessed Apostle Paul, draw us, we pray, nearer to you through the example of him whose conversion we celebrate today, and so make us witnesses to your truth in the world. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
Ite in pace.
Deo gratia.